Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Today, the second of two reports on the Commissioner of Agriculture candidates for the coming general election, November 3rd. Today, Republican candidate, State Representative for District 62 in Scott County, Ryan Quarles, here on what he would bring to the office.
I think it's important that we send someone to Frankfort who already has established relationships. You know, Commissioner Comer, Commissioner Billy Ray Smith both served in the House before they became Ag Commissioner. I have that background as well. I'm a consensus builder. I've actually passed legislation, which a lot of legislators have not done. And I think it's important you have somebody who's willing to work with anybody to be your next Ag Commissioner.
This interview was gathered at the State Fair, as Quarles points out, an important event worth the full support of the Ag Department.
That's right. And that's why events like the Kentucky State Fair are so critical, because it might be the only exposure that some Kentuckians get to production agriculture. And people need to know, particularly in our urban areas, that our rural economies are still driven by agriculture and farming, and that their food supply is safe, is abundant, and is the envy of the rest of the world.
Quarles says a major effort for him in office will be to continue the work of the ag development effort.
We need to make sure that we protect the ag development fund so that 50% of master settlement money continues to be used for agriculture rediversification efforts to make sure that our farmers are able to compete and be competitive, and also support them if they decide to try a different venture.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
You know Kentucky 811, the people you call before you dig? Well, now you can click before you dig at 811now.com. 811 Now is an easier, faster online system to make sure your home or contractor project goes off without a hitch. It's the same effective process as calling 811. Plus, you can review all of your answers before submitting, making sure the correct information is sent. So the next digging project you have, be safe and save time. Go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
In this set of interviews, both Representative Ryan Quarles and his opponent were complimentary of the job done by outgoing Ag Commissioner James Comer.
Absolutely. Commissioner Comer should be commended for turning the Department of Agriculture around, making it transparent, accountable, and efficient. So I think it's important that we build upon his success and hit the ground running and continue successful programs such as Kentucky Proud, helping educators with Ag in the classroom, and also have a presence with pushing back against the EPA right now.
Again, Representative Quarles and his opponent meet at the Kentucky Farm Bureau Measure the Candidates Forum next Tuesday. We'll have highlights in coming programs. In the meantime, the message he'd like voters to consider.
I'm Ryan Quarles. I'm a farm boy. I grew up on a farm in central Kentucky. It's important that you send someone to Frankfort with a real farm background.
Don't forget to vote November 3rd, and don't forget to select your favorite candidate for Ag Commissioner. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.